You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Samir Vig on the line, and he's Managing Partner at Bear Ventures. Samir, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Pleasure to be here.
Oh man, Samir, for those who have been watching this show for a long time, they know that these are my favorite episodes. Whenever we can help someone launch a podcast, like where we'll talk about Bear Ventures podcast today, but whenever we could do that, I mean, it just warms my little podcasting heart. So I'm excited to talk about the podcast that you launched, also to talk about, of course, Bear Ventures and how you're helping your clients. But just to get us kicked off, we'll start this episode like we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Samir, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Samir, what mission matters to you?
You know, it's a good question. I think what made me really run towards this was the idea of just opening the book on venture capital. You know, I remember trying myself to learn what in the world is venture capital early on in my career. And there's just not a lot of resource. You know, you can learn, you know, tidbits from here and there and searching online. But to learn, you know, what a venture capital fund does, get a firsthand look inside the fund, you know, see how they invest, understand the opportunities for individuals who've never done it before. You know, is it really right for me or not? You know, these are some of the things that I would have loved answered. And, you know, now being in the industry, yeah. Would love to help others answer as well.
Yeah, that's great. And I love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs, executives on the line to share why they do what they do. And what you're doing really with kind of democratizing the knowledge and the flow and venture capital, which in my opinion, I agree with you completely. And at one point, it was kind of like that closed secret. You hear it like VCs, venture capital. If you're not in the startup game or working it actively, then you don't really know what it is. It's just another term, VC, M&A. Like, what does all this stuff mean? So excited to get further into this with you. And maybe that's a good starting point. Maybe a little bit further back in your career, like how did you get started in the business?
Yeah, it was definitely a fun process. So I actually started my career in the world of consulting amongst the Big Four, working with large corporate 500s. And, you know, it's really interesting to see how they're run. You know, these are very successful companies, but, you know, internally their processes could, you know, use a little work, for lack of better words. And so, you know, I started to look at, you know, new SaaS products in the market and, you know, how to, you know, do things better for big enterprise. And I was enamored by what was being done at these big venture capital firms. And so, you know, having a short stint as a founder myself for a prop tech company, I decided that, you know, it's time that I want to go help other founders and start investing in some of these companies myself. I ended up interning for a RegTech FinTech focused fund here in DC early on. When I was still a student in grad school, and then helped, you know, run an accelerator program in New York. You know, for me, it was really showing my value of being able to work with founders. And I think that's why I fit so well into the accelerator program I was at. You know, from there, you know, working day in and day out with these startup founders and, you know, understanding the struggles firsthand of what it takes to build a big business. You know, I think that's what helped launch me into the world of venture capital as an investor. I kind of view Bear as my way of being an entrepreneur again, while still being and doing it all at once.
That's awesome. And I know there's some startup founders that'll be watching this and going forward. And I always think it's interesting to get the point of view of, because now you're in both shoes, right? So you have your own startup, right? One thing, but then you're also investing and doing what you do. Like, what kind of advice would you give to the people that are out there right now? They haven't quite, so I have a very specific question. They haven't quite started their first business, but they're really itching. Like, they might be in corporate America right now. They might have this idea. They're hearing all this stuff about startups and the word entrepreneurs become so sexy. I don't agree with that, by the way. I think the word entrepreneur is synonymous with pain, but that's my opinion. What kind of advice would you give to people that are out there just kind of sitting on ideas and just really thinking about taking them to that next step of just kind of taking that leap?
Yeah, no, I think the biggest part of it all is, you know, first getting a lot of conviction in what you're looking to build. Yeah. You know, you're right. The word entrepreneur is very sexy, as is the word startup and venture capital and everything in the ecosystem. And, you know, it's what drags a lot of people to actually think about it in the first place. But I think to find, you know, a problem you're passionate about or have an idea of a solution that you see that conviction in is really the first step. You know, from there, a lot of people overthink, I think, ideas very early on and never get to actually launch or try something. I have, you know, under my belt several failed opportunities that, you know, I tried when I was, you know, a younger founder at the time. And, you know, they're all learning experiences. So I think, you know, find a problem you're passionate about, you know, get conviction around what it is you're building and just try it. You know, there's more resource than ever now. You know, shameless plug, Bear Ventures podcast is also one of them. But, you know, generally, you know, there's a lot more that you can do and talk to your network. You know, most people know somebody who's tried to start something in the past or might know or have access to an investor or, you know, somebody, you know, that they can get introduced to. You know, it's always good to hear experiences of others. And that's one of the things that I'm looking to do with this podcast as well. But, you know, unless you try it, you never really know. So I think that's kind of the first step to get started.
It's awesome. Let's switch gears a bit. So I do want to go further into Bear Ventures, so the firm. So we understand venture capital, and you did mention some things about, you know, wanting to make, you know, it more accessible for people to access this type of space. So maybe tell us a little bit more about your vision overall for the firm.
Yeah. So Bear Ventures is a bit of a hybrid model. And so what that means is, you know, part of the fund is invested as a fund-to-fund strategy where we deploy capital into who we believe are the top-performing venture fund managers. And then the other piece of the portfolio is direct investments into both the best-performing companies in those portfolios that we have access to, and additionally, other startups that we just know from the network. And so what this does is it allows people to get a downside protection through diversification of the fund-to-funds piece and, you know, enhanced upside, as I like to call it, through the direct portfolio. And so, you know, one of the big pieces around, you know, why I built the fund and what I'm looking to grow with is individuals have never really had access to a true fund to funds vehicle. Traditionally, over the last few decades, most institutional investors in the asset class got their exposure through the fund to funds model. And so now, you know, for one of the first times in history, individuals or accredited individuals, that is, have the opportunity to come into a vehicle that has fund to funds exposure. And, you know, we are really differentiated from the idea that we invest in not just the traditional big branded firms, but also emerging managers, which have, you know, very outsized performance historically, and additionally, these direct investments.
And so I want to break down this term that you're using in your model, because it's a common one that's thrown around, but there's different, let's say, definitions for it. So what do you mean by fund of funds?
So fund to funds is a topic that's confusing to a lot of people. And quite honestly, until I joined, one was confusing to me as well. The idea is that we raise capital from a pool of investors and then we deploy it into other funds. So traditionally, if somebody thinks of a venture capital fund and they're an investor in the fund, that fund will go deploy into 10, 20, 30 plus companies.
Yeah.
In contrast, a fund to fund invests into those fund managers. Yeah. And so you know, if you were to put a dollar into a fund, that dollar could be split amongst several fund managers or VC funds. And then those VC funds will deploy into several companies.
And the way I like to think of it, just to make it like really easy, is if you think about like the a lot of people that are watching this probably heard of mutual funds. So it's just basically saying, instead, let's just say you had a mutual fund or you had a fund, and then you're investing in not necessarily just the individual companies, you're investing in another mutual fund or another fund manager. So you're putting all of those into that bucket. So it gives you a more, and the idea is, more diversification, possibly. I mean, give us some of the benefits of maybe going that approach versus others.
Yeah, you know, when you look at these venture fund managers, first and foremost, there's new managers popping up every day.
Yeah,
it's the first find the managers and then have the expertise to really evaluate who's the best fit for a portfolio. And so I think that's really the first hurdle. Once you start to come across who, you know, potentially might be the best performer for your investment, they're often access restricted. So you find a fund that you like, you can't just pick up the phone, call the partners and say, hey, I want in.
Yeah.
It's more of a relationship game and, you know, trying to find a way to get access to invest. So, you know, first you've got the hurdle of finding the fund, then evaluating the fund, then actually getting into the fund. And let's say you were able to achieve that. The next issue is that, you know, it's a high minimum and you can only deploy into maybe one or two funds.
Yeah.
Investing into a fund of funds, you surpass all of those hurdles with one check. And additionally, you're able to diversify across multiple pools or multiple funds. And so that's one of the key benefits of, you know, going down this road and approach.
Yeah, accessibility is huge. And that's the idea of kind of democratizing the idea of being able to get into different investments. So I love that. It makes the, you know, the barrier of entry for accredited investors a little bit easier than what it would take. And also the relationship part, not all managers have to accept the money, right?
That's very true. And oftentimes they don't. You know, there's more capital than ever coming into the market. And people have really understood the value of being in this type of an asset class. So, you know, when you couple that with more dollars ever going towards investment in the market, it becomes even more tough to get into the best investments.
Yeah. So tell me about industries, like focus, geographies, like tell me a little bit more about the process of what you're looking for to add to the portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So from our portfolio, Fund One is really a US-based focused fund. From what we look at internally on the fund of fund side, we do everything from pre-seed to pre-IPO, which is really differentiated from other fund of funds who mostly will look at early stage investments. And the reason we do that is because our LP or investor base is, you know, mostly individuals who like some sort of a capital return back sooner. And so those later stage portfolio investments are what start to exit before the early stage ones and start to have some sort of return profile back to the investors. We are mostly enterprise focused. There might be some consumer by way of a look through exposure of the funds we're in, but really it's an enterprise focused fund. Mm-hmm. And then on the direct investment piece, it's a little bit different in that we start to look at companies at what I like to call the early growth stage. Mm-hmm. You know, people call different rounds, series A, B, C, D, et cetera. And everybody in the space will tell you that those letters don't really matter anymore. Mm-hmm. What I like to look at really, and more so, is their stage of the business. You know, have they got what I think of as a proof of concept for an enterprise business, you know, 10 million above of revenue or as an ARR number as a proof of concept? And that's really where I like to see, you know, less of a, you know, a downside and more protection, yet still see that the business has a lot of upside as it's already proven the model.
Mm. What about types of companies? Is there anything specific? Is like technology companies? Are you looking at SaaS companies? Like, what is the focus?
Yeah, the focus is mostly SaaS. And so within SaaS, there's a lot of verticals that we'll look at.
Yeah.
You know, one of those is fintech, my background being in fintech and a lot of our access being in fintech. And I've also, you know, served on the board of an interim CEO of another fintech company that we had exited. So, you know, that's really the bread and butter of where a lot of our focus and attention goes. But I do focus more broadly as well. You know, we're looking at things like, and not to throw out buzzwords, but, you know.
I like it. Give us some buzzwords. Come on.
Buzzwords. It'll be like the first page of TechCrunch. You know, companies that are really utilizing data. And I know everybody says that, but not every company, I think, will utilize it as strongly. You know, people say that, you know, I implement AI and ML and data and, you know, the words sound great, but those that are truly accessing a unique and proprietary data source, those that have better analytics over the others, and those that have really automated the process more so than others, you know, that's another focus area where we're looking at, especially on the direct side and for the founders that we look to work with.
Yeah. So speaking of the founders, I know this is a popular question to ask VCs, and I always like to ask it whenever I have someone on the show, is what are some of the traits of the founder specifically that you look in when making an investment?
Yeah, and I'll answer both from founders of funds and founders of companies. You know, when I look at the founders of funds, and this is a topic that's not really covered, you know, much, but the idea is that, you know, these are founders that either have come from other large funds or, you know, in my case, I love those that have been operators at some point that can understand really how businesses run. You know, I like to look at the track record of what they've invested in or done in the past. I like to see, you know, potentially, you know, who else is coming onto the team. What is their vision in growing the fund? You know, having a larger vision beyond a fund one and a fund two, but where, you know, do they view the end state of what they're trying to build? You know, I think it's, you know, possible and easier for somebody to have a very short-term view of, I have some deals now and I want to raise some money to start a fund. But, you know, I get really excited about people that talk about, you know, funds 4 and 5 and 6, when they're still just starting out, you know, trying to show, you know, what kind of access and brand they're looking to build, mm-hmm. you know, what kind of a network that they're able to utilize, you know, what kind of returns they can achieve based on, you know, what they have access to. And that really excites me.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons that, you know, most fund of funds may not touch, you know, as many emerging managers, but mm-hmm. the majority of the funds we work with, you know, are, you know, what I call emerging managers. Mm-hmm. On the founder side for companies, you know, it is really important to evaluate the team now more than ever. When you look at where, you know, multiples and valuations are currently, you have to really believe in the story of the team. Yeah. The story of the team, you have to believe in the team in itself. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'd say most of my work actually goes into who is the team.
Yeah.
Around them, on top of, you know, what the business is. And I think we're seeing more and more of that across the board.
Yeah, that's exciting. And what I like about it is, what, as you mentioned earlier, the you know, the amount of money that's, you know, entering the market and the amount of potential. I feel like it's just a great time for innovation, just overall. Like, there's lots of things happening.
Yeah, no, there is. And, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, the early 2000s and what happened over the last 10 years, you know, some people view it as, you know, a lot has happened, and I think that multiples are kind of crazy, and, you know, where do you go from here?
Yeah.
You know, I've actually been asked the question, you know, why are you starting a fund now? And the answer to me is actually simple. You know, I think we're at the early innings of, you know, things like, you know, I mentioned fintech before.
Yeah.
You know, payments and processing, and, you know, stage 1 and 2 of what I call fintech, you know, versions 1 and 2.0 have already happened. But, you know, we're now coming into the early innings of, you know, a 3 and a 4.0, right? Idea that, you know, underwriting for customers is now vastly different. You know, you're no longer working for credit score, but maybe cash flow underwriting. You know, things in the enterprise where, you know, there used to be a SaaS offering that would come out and better, you know, the internal processes. But mm-hmm. now parts of the process that used to be manual are now becoming automated. You know, people's way of interacting with these systems is vastly different from where it used to be. And so that's kind of the way I think about it.
Exciting times, Samir, exciting times. And speaking of excitement, I want to talk about this podcast. So the Bear Ventures podcast. So, I mean, what was the idea for this launch? Because when I heard, like, kind of the name, the concept, what some of the things you wanted to do, I'm like, this is going to be awesome. So what was kind of your concept for launching the podcast?
I had the exact same feeling, Adam. So the podcast, you know, really was to teach and educate the market on how funds work. The first piece and the first episodes will be around me talking to different fund managers covering various topics such as early stage investing, growth stage investing. You know, what do you do as a fund manager? You know, what is differentiated about various strategies? You know, why should people be excited about venture capital as an investment asset class? And so, you know, really opening the book on funds as they are today. Most people don't have access to funds, don't know how to get into funds. Yeah. They might have gone to a website, you know, and seen access to, you know, secondary shares of a company. And then when you mention a fund, they don't even know what it means. You know, trying to get people comfortable with the asset class and, you know, getting them to the place where that they're able to make an informed decision of, you know, is this the right asset class for me? You know, running Bear Ventures, you know, I spend a lot of my time with new investors that have never been in the asset class before. Mm. But once they start to understand the return profile and that the risk profile is not really what, you know, one would imagine just from watching the news, it starts to get more and more exciting to them. And, you know, to do that on a larger scale through a podcast, not just one-on-one conversations, allows me to have a greater reach.
Yeah, I love the idea and specifically that concept of even interviewing fund managers. I mean, I've listened to a ton of podcasts. I mean, we do it all the time. I know I've never launched one like this before. And so when I thought about it, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I want to know the conversations that you are having with fund managers. Like, I want that behind the scenes, like that extra access. Like, I want to know what's going on, because I really, what do we know? We know maybe if we read a white paper, we read some other things, but I feel like just the conversation, the video, to see the faces, to hear, it feels kind of like I feel like the audience, and I've listened to your first episode, I feel like the audience, as of this time, just for dating this is December 2021. So the first episode's out, and many, many more I know that you have on the production schedule, just for context. But I did listen to your first episode, and I kind of felt like I was in the boardroom, like I was sitting there listening to you, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be a really fun podcast to kind of be a fly on the wall of these conversations.
Yeah, you know, when I worked at the accelerator and as a direct investor, focusing just on companies, never had, you know, as much of an insight into how does a conversation with a fund actually work? Because I was in a fund, you know, we had people who, you know, we used to raise from, but those conversations really, to your point, are closed off to a small group of people. And to open that up, you know, to your point, it's very exciting to me. Yeah. Most funds outside of the website, you know, won't have as much material out there, especially emerging managers.
For sure.
The story out there, and to let people understand there's a wide array of different types of funds. You know, what are they? How do they work? And who are they? I think it's fun, although I'm a bit of a dork, I guess. So hopefully others find that fun as well.
No. Especially people looking for investment ideas. I mean, that's a thing, because even as you're having these conversations, I think one of the fun things about, and I mean, my background, I worked in finance for many years, but I think one of the most fun things that I used to get out of some of those conversations is even when you're not just talking about the direct investment, you're talking about, you know, industry trends, like what's going on in the world, but you're doing it from a different vantage point. You're doing it from the vantage point of somebody that's considering deploying capital, not just you into, you know, a potential fund, but the fund manager that's deploying capital into other ventures possibly. And along this entire ecosystem, if you will, or supply chain of investment and of opportunity, you're getting a viewpoint from like all different angles of the startup world and just a different lens, I feel. And for that one, I feel like it adds a different layer to the normal content, which, not putting anybody's content down, but the normal content that you would have if you're just, you know, talking one-on-one maybe with a startup founder. Not saying there's anything wrong with that, but I have I host a podcast called Startup Garage, so nothing wrong with that. But this to me adds just a whole nother layer of thought process to it. And for the audience, I just really think they're going to benefit from tuning in.
Oh, I appreciate that. I agree. It's a very invaluable perspective to hear directly from those running the checks. And at the same time, you know, getting their view on where they think the market's going, whether you're another fund manager or a founder or, you know, just an individual looking to see, you know, where do I invest next?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of insight, I do agree, is invaluable.
It's awesome. So Samir, I know you're a busy guy between Bear Ventures and now the Bear Ventures podcast. What's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for the firm?
You know, I continue to deploy from, you know, our fund one. We're a newer fund, but, you know, almost done with the first fundraise, which is very exciting. And, you know, plan to launch a fund two in the not too distant future. More to come on that. But in the meantime, we'll continue to, you know, really build awareness of the asset class through recording more podcasts and having more conversations and getting the word out, not just on Bear Ventures, the fund and the podcast, but the industry, you know, more broadly. And, you know, we're in the early innings of what I, you know, view as a very long-term franchise. So I'm excited for what's to come.
Oh, that is exciting. So first off, I mean, it's been great having you on the show. I wish you more continued success, both with Bear Ventures and the podcast. I'm excited to syndicate your content through missionmatters.com. So we created your author page up there, and we'll definitely be bringing all this content to our audience. But if somebody wants to follow up, they want to connect, they want to learn more about Bear Ventures in general, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, no, definitely, you know, follow us on www.barevc.com. That's barevc.com. Or follow me on LinkedIn. I think that's the best way to get updates. And as they continue to release podcasts and news, that's the best place to follow.
Wonderful. Well, Samir, again, awesome having you on the show today. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If this is your first time tuning in, just know at Mission Matters, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts, and really finding out what their mission is, what their passion is, like why do they do what they do, and how are they bringing value to this world. So we're all about that. If you're into that type of content, definitely hit that subscribe button. We want you to be a return visitor and viewer. We have many more guests coming up for you, and we don't want you to miss anything. And Samir, really, it has been a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to episode 2 of Bear Ventures podcast. So again, thank you for coming on the show.
Appreciate the time, Adam, as always.